Hi, everyone. This is Aaron. Today is Saturday, July 7th, 2018. I'm recording from my home studio, and you're listening to the Sound Words podcast. I'm going to be leading music this Sunday at my church, and I wanted to give you a behind-the-scenes look at my planning. First, let's talk about the team. I want to use the same team from the last time I played music, but I'm going to be down one vocalist and one pianist, as they will both be out on a missions trip. So that gives me the opportunity to switch things up and experiment with new combinations of people. When planning musical worship, you want to be sure that your team is comfortable on stage, especially with their roles. Yes, it's good to challenge them, but you still want the experience to be enjoyable because serving God and worshiping Him on stage should be fun. There should be joy in our worship. So you need to know your team members and what they can handle. For instance, some people like to sing while playing a musical instrument. It might be weird for them to just be holding a mic on stage without their guitar or sitting behind a piano. So you need to look at those things and balance the team appropriately. Second, let's talk about song selection. My dad has been noticing that I've been leading the same songs on Sundays, so I'm gonna have to switch things up. Yes, it's good to repeat songs and help the congregation learn the new tunes, but when others can recall your song sets, then it might be time to move on. Also, I feel like we're in a comfortable place with the current songs, meaning that they are a part of our repertoire and we can just pick them up when needed. Finally, let's talk about the order of worship. Our church tried something new last week, and that was to have the announcements between the song set. This leans towards an interesting dynamic, and after talking to some people, many felt that the flow was interrupted and that it makes the music seem more like a performance. These are obviously issues I want to avoid, but I'm still waiting to hear back from the pastors on what the order of worship will look like. This means I might have to adjust my songs or figure out ways to better transition between songs, so worship leaders absolutely need to be flexible. While we're trying out different ways to best serve our congregation, we need to go with the flow and be team players. Thanks for listening to the Sound Words podcast. This is season 3, and I'm going for a more produced feel. So please send me your feedback or questions for follow-up, and I'll be sure to get to them in the next few episodes. The email address for this podcast is soundwords@musicgoon.com, and you can always tweet me at musicgoon. For the month of July, I'm releasing a new article every Tuesday on the topic of musical worship. Be sure to check it out at my website, musicgoon.com, and hit the subscribe link to sign up for my email newsletter so you don't miss out. Thanks. See you soon.